Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, we've got Stain Fumes in the room, and we've got Bender upstairs all by himself. So this should be a very interesting show. Yeah. Hey, everybody! Before we begin, Gooder sunglasses, people, you know they're great quality. You know they look good on and off the bike. Well, did you know that they start at just $25? That is no error, people. Polarized, lightweight, fashionable, and fun for the best priced item in your entire cycling ensemble. Get to Gooder.com today and pick out some of the fun. In fact, I think they have $20. They have certain like retro pairs on sale for $20 a pop right now. Second sponsor, Ambassador Cycling. Whoa!
Where did the t-shirt come
from? I'm wearing my t-shirt right now, my Ambassador Cycling. Get fit to get fit. You must be pain-free in order to enjoy your ride time. Well, I'm going to talk about that one here in a second. Unless you dish out the pain, that is. Ambassador Cycling provides everything you need to make sure your body is the most efficient it can be to propel you down the road, trail, or snowy pathway, if you're into that sort of thing. Just ask Jack. Jack, how was your bike fit with Bike Fit Sam?
That was incredible. In fact, my position is better than it has been in years. I think I'm getting older, therefore I need to come up a little bit, but not as big as adjustments as Paul had.
but Paul can't make his adjustments.
Well, and mine feel great, but yeah. I'll have to tell you, the first thing when I got on my bike, Sam laughed out loud at first, like just looking at my position. Yes. Yeah. He's like, oh my God, like 1984.
Get to ambassadorcycling.com today and start your way to a proper bike to human connection. Wahoo Fitness, people, you should be training, you know. You might live in the proper climate to ride outside this entire year, and if so, you suck. If that is the case, you need to monitor your riding via the best onboard cycling computers built. Long battery life, all the data you could want.
Data.
You could want and more, and the pairing options with your phone to make sure you don't miss that text from the spouse to tell you that there is a bat in your living room. Wahoo Fitness, use the packfiller.com link, please. That's a personal experience story.
I had one in the bedroom.
What?
I had one in the bedroom.
Did you? Oh, this was in the living room, and I got the text on my Wahoo computer.
I was in bed.
Oh. Untapped Maple, people. Welcome the new sponsor to the table. Untapped Maple provides brilliant nutritional fuel in a tiny package. Nah, I won't make that joke. And great flavor using all the underappreciated element of pure maple syrup. Trust me, stuff rocks. Get to untappedmaple.com and give it a go. So, should we do this? Yeah, we should do this. So let's hit number one and play the theme. Is it warm in here? Is it too warm in here? I'm used to freezing my ass down here. And the doors have helped.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's all the fucking praise I'm going to get.
I really think that we should have gone with the birch ply, not the sanded. See, the sanded I brought you is on the left, and the birch ply is on the right. I guarantee it. I brought you the shit on the left.
Well, that was more expensive than the shit on the right.
Well, I'm just saying, they don't match as well as... I think you need to do another coat on the left.
Really?
Yep. What do you think, Paul?
Well,
they look awesome.
It had to happen. Life has been known to do this, and although it comes as a shock, we all know it's a part of the circle of life, everybody. We lost Betty White. We lost Sidney Poitier. And now it hits home. Paul Maine is injured, everybody.
We've lost Paul Maine.
The man who doesn't seem to age or show signs of any weakness whatsoever is injured. He's hurt. For those of you keeping track, this is indeed a sign of the apocalypse, disease, floods, and Paul showing signs of injury. On that depressing note, I want to welcome another episode of the Pack Filler. I am Pat Bulger, and let's get to the introductions. You all know the players. We have a full panel of the Pack Filler here, although some physically more than others. I'm going in reverse order tonight because I want the story. Number one, he's apparently the only guy left who will go out drinking with me on a Saturday anymore, perhaps due to familial obligations. Mr. Jackson Bulger, how are you, man?
Doing well, thanks.
What? We didn't even go out drinking.
That was Sunday.
No, it was Saturday.
It was Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You got your days all in bed. Fucked up. You had the day off on Monday.
So it felt like a Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why some of us have to work on Monday.
Self-employed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to.
All I'm saying is Jackson's the only one who went drinking with me.
Good job.
Next of all, wow, the theme ended already. We spent too much time talking about the Doors. Next, he's the drinking non-drinker of the Pack Filler, Mr. Jack Broadhead.
Drinking non-drinker?
You keep sending us photos of cocktails on your...
I've been drinking. I mean, I'm
just saying. But you made a promise. You were going to have one beer a day.
That was just 1 week. Oh. That was a week.
You weren't clear on that.
I had a one-week diet. That was just to get
I think that was last time you got some athletics from me. Yes. You were like, I was just that night.
Yeah. Oh, that... No, it was a week. I think it was at least 5 days.
Really?
Or six. What's up?
Next on the panel, he's just plain broken, Mr. Paul Maine. Paul, the audience is going to see you right now. You're in the high back chair. Mm-hmm. You're moving a little gimpy.
Obviously, he's on painkillers.
No, I'm not anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, what happened? And
I think it was originally 2 weeks ago when we got dumped with snow.
Yeah.
I was moving snow. That's probably why
for
you
fucking
don't
neighbors.
Why you don't shovel?
I don't feel bad. I feel fine.
His back is fine. Yeah.
Jeez, my back doesn't go out.
I'm just glad you didn't say you slipped coming down my driveway.
Yeah, and that would have been
all of this could be yours.
But I don't. I think that's what probably stressed it. I don't know. And then that weekend is like, oh my god, I was in pain, and I tried to go to work through the first part of the week, and I took the rest of the week off, and then. As you know, even Sunday, I tried everything. I had acupuncture from Zaya. You don't know Zaya.
Whoa.
Zaya is a good guy that's a fellow cyclist, and he's an acupuncturist.
I've never done acupuncture.
Yeah. I've had it with when I had a...
It's all mumbo jumbo.
Well, you know, you have to break that plane. Same with like Rolfing, too, when people talk. But I had a really bad crash.
Deep tissue massage.
Yep. Okay.
We've gone over this.
I thought I was vomiting.
Yeah.
Like about 2 years ago, we talked about this. I don't know why you don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah. It
you
is.
I need to text you the address every week to get here. So
I did drive down
27th.
I'm like, damn it, I'm on the wrong street.
It was 2 years ago. You don't remember the specific moment.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast.
Don't you remember I had that blue shirt on?
Yeah.
And my hair was parted on the other side.
At my age, like my wife I can remember that
I made
shit,
myself look pretty for you, and you don't even remember.
Yeah.
Fucker. Anyway, Paul, story.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, that I took the last Thursday, Friday off, and then Saturday. I had acupuncture actually on, I think, Wednesday night. And it felt good on Friday. And I thought, I'm turning the corner. And then Saturday got a little worse. Sunday, I couldn't even get out of bed.
Yeah.
And so I sat there and watched boring football for all frickin' day long. I thought, I used to love that sport. And I'm thinking, this is the dumbest sport in the world.
Sign number
nice
two
to see
of the apocalypse.
The Raiders lose.
Yeah.
That was good.
Hey, bicycle podcast.
Oh, shit.
So,
that's
anyway.
The sound of people turning off their iPods.
Yeah.
iPods.
Their iPods.
Hey,
yeah, I'm old.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
So anyway, I called on Monday. We have off because I work for the city and Martin Luther King's Day. And then today I had off and it didn't feel that good at all. I went and crawled in the hot tub this morning, like at 6 in the morning, and just went through 2 rounds of jets right on there. And it seemed to do okay. Mm. Worked up a good sweat.
And, are you icing at all?
Well, it's cold enough outside. I'll have to do
no, stuff. No.
Just lie on your back.
Yeah. Is it
disc? It's all muscle.
Ruptured
disc?
All muscle. Herniated disc? What do they call it? I don't even know anymore. I remember I've done it a couple times where it's like, it was, for me, I just remember it was about, and this was 20 plus years ago. Well, not 20 plus, maybe 15 years ago.
When you had Jackson?
No. When Jackson was around. But I remember very specifically that I did something. I was moving bricks and stuff like that, and it took me about 10 days to get over it. But this has been over 10 days.
Yeah, it has.
A week ago, you walked down here.
That's what happens when you get old.
You guys should try childbirth.
I know.
We should talk about childbirth.
Should we try?
Yeah, you're our expert, right, Jack?
I got to take off my fucking sweatshirt.
It's too warm in here, isn't it?
No, it's perfect.
Jackson, you can turn down the heat if you want, or we can all just go short sleeves.
Yeah, if Paul's perfect.
No,
Paul's
good. It's all about Paul.
It's heat therapy for Paul tonight. So.
Well, I like it hot anyway. I'll put that on. Thank you.
Jack, it appears, by the way, that you have been possessed by some sort of a demon. How do I put this? You're riding.
I got a bike fit.
I have visual proof of you being on a bicycle more than 3 times this week.
5 times total.
You okay, man?
And so I'm my weekend's on a Monday. So I don't know why. Because I talk about it on Tuesday. But I rode twice on Monday. I haven't ridden twice on a day in one day since I was like,
why twice?
22.
What motivated you to go twice?
The wife wasn't home. I wasn't cooking dinner. We were going to go out, and I had about a half hour. So I actually had an hour. So I just decided to do a second ride. I mean, because I might not get to ride the next day, and if I just ride when I can, then there's getting ahead is fine.
No, that's I'm impressed. I'm
so
honestly,
I got like 5 rides in plus a bike fit.
I'm the kind of guy who's hour free. It's like I'm going to go read. In my bed, you know.
I sleep.
Yeah.
Read?
Nah. Well, when I read, I fall asleep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a precursor.
Yeah. Any progress on the new bike?
No.
No.
No. I got a bunch of jobs done, so which means I have funds for the bike. I have funds for the bike. I just gotta pull the trigger.
Is there a?
Hey, so Argon came out with a new bike called the Sum. It's somewhere.
I see what you didn't
intentionally did.
You know, it's weird.
Seem like you would see it.
It's weird because Argon 18 is the one brand that I know nothing about.
Oh, okay. You should check it out. So
is that what Astana's on again?
No,
they were
still,
for a while.
They're Villier still.
They're Villier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposedly their traditional Gallium meets their aero bike, so it's somewhere in between, and they're supposed to be putting their pro whatever team is riding it. I don't know. It's probably like a B level pro team riding it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty good looking.
Is that what you're? The way you're
still leaning? The Gallium. I still Gallium. Think the traditional Gallium.
It's interesting, and this I guess could be a topic within itself someday. Is how people come up with bike names. Mm. I mean, Tarmac, sure. Roubaix, sure. Did I just pick 2 specialized names? Yeah. But then you're talking about brands like, you know, my bike, the TLC Advanced Pro or something. What was
it? TCR.
TCR. TLC would be even better.
TLC, yes.
Because I could go chasing waterfalls.
Right. Only you'd know that. But anyway.
Hey.
So
I don't want no scrubs here. Man, back off.
Oh, I took it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Wow. But so TCR is probably like the 3 people that like sat around the table.
Tom, Chris, and Roger.
Yeah,
drink.
God damn it.
Said his fucking name.
So
I think it has to do with the carbon layup TCR.
It could. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm gonna start a frame company And I am naming my frames after influential people in my life.
Oh.
So why not?
So like Pat Bolger?
That'll be like a fucking townie cruiser. Yeah. It'll be a piece of shit fixie bike with a bad paint job.
Yeah.
You'll be the tires. Oh, did you get your hand on those Pat Bolgers?
Couple Pat Bolgers.
Yeah. I blew a Pat. I blew Pat.
Oh dear.
I'm
still on it.
Diary. Somebody said.
So I digress.
They blew me. Anyway, Jackson, you tested Zwift racing this week.
Yeah, I've come out to say that, I mean, competition is one of the best things that motivates me. So I figured what better way than race again. So every Wednesday now I'm going to do some sort of race, whether it be a road race, a crit, or a time trial. Probably not a time trial, but, yeah, I really liked it. I raced a annoying race, where I sat in front of the guy the whole time, and then he would do like 0.6 watts per kilogram, like 1.8. He'd be doing like barely any work, and then I'd try, and he would just ease off even more, and then out of nowhere he'd just slam it to like probably his max sprint, and it would just be like I'd always have to reel him back in. But
were you in the front of the peloton at this time, the front of the group?
Yeah, the front of my group. It was the top three, and we were all going, and it was me and another guy that were just like working together. Every time he would launch, we would just reel him back in, and every time. But the guy I was working with was bigger than I, and he had much more of a sprint than
more
I did.
Watts.
Yeah, he probably hit like 1,200 watts when he was sprinting. Holy shit. Yeah, my max was like 1,039, I think.
Do you ever think that, like, on the other end, there's, like, either a pro or some computer hacker?
Mario.
It's, like, one of the two.
Yeah.
Not Mario. Okay, let's a sprint! No, I don't think that.
I think the guy that had the sprint, though, I was like, I knew he'd have one, like, a big launch on him.
Yeah.
Right when I hit the line, I knew that I probably wouldn't be able to beat him. So I felt like he was real, but the other guy was like, why are you here when I see 13 watts per kilogram for like half a minute? I've never seen
that. How can you do 13 watts per kilogram?
I mean, might be over exaggerating, but like.
But even under 100.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't understand I'm going to say it, the game, well enough.
It definitely is a game. It's way different. I've never seen anybody just sit on and then just slam it and expect to be reeled back in. Like, that won't happen in real life.
You
but
need
it's
to do more cat for crits.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
But I guess that is the game of online racing.
Sure,
so it's
sure.
A different beast.
So you're in?
Yeah, I'm in. I've been getting excited. Tomorrow will be another.
Yeah. Me. I put some base mile workouts in this week, prescribed by system. One of which was on Zwift, and I actually, because it said on Zwift that I was on system that I was supposed to do like an hour and 40 or something like that, and so I just decided I'm going to go on Zwift and fuck around for an hour and 40 because it was just it was really low intensity, and it was for a Sunday in Hell, which I'd already seen, and I'm like, I don't want to watch Sunday in Hell again. Although I could. Sorry, Paul. I don't want to.
How many times
has
Paul watched it?
Probably hundreds.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'll just go ride on Zwift for an hour and a half or something like that. And so I did. And I did find myself, I'm not going to lie, I did find myself kind of getting a little competitive with just random people. And it was kind of good. I enjoyed it. We're going to talk about that kind of stuff a little later.
Is that
in
like
the show.
A group ride?
No, I just got on, and then just people happened to be, a couple people passed me, and so I accelerated to ride with them for a while, and then it, you know, turned into a dick or vagina right. measuring contest, would have depend on whatever side of the equation you're on, and I just decided to, you know, it got a little
Did you see anybody from Ohio?
No!
Hi from Ohio?
No, I don't, I turned off the chat, which was the smartest thing I've done in a long time. But that was good. And I was sick earlier in the week, and I had to text you guys immediately after the show last week. It was COVID free, so we're all still good here in our little group. So today is the fuck I hate indoor training episode, so we will be getting that topic at hand. But first I should probably do the news, right? Should I get to the news? I should probably get to the news. Does the video look okay, Jackson?
peachy.
Okay, for the, everybody who's listening, if you're on Facebook, Jax is monitoring our YouTube. So if that's where you want to be, if you want to contact us and say Panda Watch, but that's where we're going to be. I almost timed that. A year, multiple years of broadcasting experience, and I've almost lost the game. But anyway, news brought to us by actually nobody. The UCI isn't Djokovic-ing around. See what I did there? Yeah, Bender's whining upstairs in case you hear that in the background. I'm not abusing my dog. My wife is out of town, and he is a FOMO.
Is that a Slovenian?
Djokovic?
Djokovic-ing around.
Djokovic. I'm making a Djokovic joke. Oh. With the start of 2022 racing season getting underway in days, the UCI is preparing to impose strict rules to mitigate COVID-19 risks. Hopes of a more, quote, normal, end quote, season with the advent of effective vaccinations came crashing down amid exponential increases in cases across Europe brought on by the more infectious Omicron variant. So the UCI updated its previous rules imposed before the widespread availability of vaccines, and as long as infection rates remain high, expect to see riders separated on podiums wearing masks and putting on their own leaders' jerseys. However, we're looking at the measures that are going to apply to UCI-sanctioned road competitions where local restrictions are in place, and the more stringent of the two will apply. French Parliament has actually released recently that riders are required to be vaccinated for races in that country. The season opens there with the Grand Prix Cycliste de Marseille in Marseille on January 30th. So what we're looking at is countries, more and more countries requiring COVID vaccinations for these riders to even come to the country to participate. Hence my Djokovic. Is that how you pronounce it? Did I get the name right? I don't follow tennis. My mom follows tennis, but I don't follow tennis.
Tour.
We're getting to the point where riders are going to be required to be vaccinated before even entering a country, let alone showing up to the start line of a race. So does anybody have initial thoughts on this concept, and do you foresee any headaches with specific riders?
We just said the tour. Well, the France specifically is going to require it, and that which would be the tour, and Sagan is potentially not straight up not
as of lately.
He's had it twice,
but I mean so there's some people that just aren't going to take the vaccine and they won't ride the tour.
If we're really thinking about it, if you want to ride the biggest stage race in the world, you got to do it now at this point. And I do see difficulties with riders like Sagan, just because I have no information here or there whether he just doesn't for personal reasons or what. That doesn't really matter. I guess it's going to have to happen now. And if riders don't want to have that bubble thing like that the NBA did, then unfortunately they're going to have to do it.
It's so easy to speculate, obviously, about what's going through these guys' head or what's not going through these writers' heads. I know, and when I say guys, I mean it's a gender's neutral term, men and women. Shit, I don't want to go too far down a political rabbit hole either. And I can't believe that a health pandemic has become a political issue. That this is something where it's anyway. Fuck that. I'm just so tired of it. So, is there a way to empathize with the riders who are anti-vax, or are they just all dipshits?
I was gonna say nope.
I think my opinion is if you make the choice not to, and the rules are you have to be vaccinated, then you don't get to ride. That's all there is to it, and it's not a shame on them. That's their lives.
They get
to
make their choice.
And the same thing with I feel the same in the United States. I don't think it should be forced upon, personally. Everybody gets to land on their own sword. I have a friend who got COVID on the early stages, the first round, got his vaccine after when he was cleared, got his booster, and just got it again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the thing is that's ammo for the anti-vaxxers, right?
Sure.
So, and I don't want to go down there. So
no.
But exactly. The thing is I go to GU games, you have to show proof of a shot and wear a mask the whole time. there's one particular person that doesn't and gets to sit in there.
Really?
John Stockton.
John Stockton. I was just going to say, wow.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, obviously he's
doesn't
an
icon. Wear his mask?
Doesn't
or
wear his mask, and he doesn't have shots, and he gets...
He stressed. Does it? How do you... Do we
no,
know
he shot? Stands. He stands against these anti-vax. Yeah. So, you know.
Wow.
That's the part that, to me, becomes frustrating.
That's extremely
it's like,
frustrating.
You know,
because
if
it's not
the,
fair.
If
it's
the
not
rules
a,
are laid down, that yeah. doesn't have yeah. anything to do. Yeah. So, if they're going to start exempting... Let's say, well, Sagan has, you know, like a big following. Are they going to, like, all of a sudden, just like John Stockton,
bend.
Go,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy, you know, yeah.
The UCI is known for some of these
Absolutely.
Things. Yeah. Very, yeah. very financially
Baltimore.
Driven. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Where it's I'll give like, you $200,000
yeah,
for
drug
drugs.
And, for, yeah.
yeah
for,
if you bury
drug
up that
research.
Cortisone.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
I will say this on as an addendum. According to Het Laatste Nieuws, the Belgian riders and teams are prepared for these requirements. Jumbo-Visma spokesperson Art Vierenens told the outlet that everyone planning to attend the French races has already met the requirements. Quickstep Alpha Vinyl team doctor Toon Kruijt said the team has rushed, and I quote, rushed over the past few months and have vaccinated all the riders and staff of the Classics and campaign for Classics campaign for a second time. The Classics riders on Quickstep, he said, will not get their booster shots until after the block of races. Greg Van Avermaet, who reportedly will also wait until after the Classics to get his booster shot, clarified that he had had COVID in November and had both shots the previous May. He said, had I not become ill, I would have already taken my booster, end quote, the AGR. To Egidouzer Citroën rider said, I'm getting better with my accent. I'm definitely in favor of vaccination. I wouldn't want anyone to think I'm some kind of Djokovic. He said, referring to Novak Djokovic. Nice. And you know, it's interesting because we have all these opinions, and we have all these thoughts, and you know, I know Jackson, for example, you live with somebody who is in the medical field and who is dealing with things on this personal realm. I don't want to dive down the rabbit hole of a political discussion in terms of vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers, but these are role models. These are people who are in a public forum. And is it making things worse?
I think that people that are in, I think it's sport in a lot of cases. It's a weird line to, or it's a weird path to walk. Just because, like, in a lot of cases, should they even be speaking on this, and should they just get down to business and do their thing?
Yeah.
But also, I feel like they have a right to express their opinion because they are such a role model and because they have such a voice. So it's a weird thing to, I couldn't imagine having to be a celebrity or a like a looked upon athlete right now, just because what you say can be very volatile to any sort of situation. So whether, for instance, if Sagan were to come out tomorrow and say, I am extremely like against vaccinations, it just like he would get a lot of backlash for that. But same if he were to say, I'm very much with vaccinations. I know that everybody in this room would be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I know that there are a lot of people out there that would be like, hell no. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't at this point. I don't envy their position that they're put in.
A glass house.
I think there's a smaller percentage that would cheer on the, I'm an anti-vaxxer than I just took... You know, I got shot
sure.
because I don't want to die or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not so.
I don't want to kill grandma.
Yeah, I don't want to kill grandma. I don't want to get so sick that I'm in a hospital. And that's kind of the thing. You know, there no one's saying that the vaccine is keeping you from getting it 100%. But they are saying your likelihood of getting sicker than you would if you didn't have it
sure.
is better. And that's sure. just the point. So somebody like Aaron Rodgers, you know, I mean, that was like a big deal for like 2 weeks. He didn't get to play. He had to backpedal on his story. He had, you know, all that. And there was a lot of pressure when you're in the public eye. Like, nobody cares if I have the vaccine or not. you know, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan anymore.
Well, there are a lot of people who are like hinging on the fence of I'm a Jack Broadhead fan.
I bet. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Shit, yeah.
Outside of the shot.
The COVID jab.
All
right. Second story. Let's get out of that hole, right? Rage Against the Dying of the Light apparently is a new quote by Vincenzo Nibali. Vincenzo Nibali's provisional program for 2022. Have you guys seen this one?
No.
You guys seen what this guy's intending to do? Okay. I'll give you the big ones. Torino Adriatico, Milan San Remo, Tour of Flanders, Paris-Roubaix, Tour de the Alps, Liège-Bastogne-Liège, Tour of Italy, Tour of France, and Lombardy.
Wow.
This is one dude. This is not his team. No. This is one fucking dude.
He's on his way out. This is my last stand.
Swan song.
Is this delusional or badass?
He's badass. I mean, he's won, what, he's won
he's all three,
Lombardia twice, I think. He's won Milan-San Remo. I can't remember.
All three tours?
He's won all three tours, Grand Tours.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
He's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, and so
and why not?
He's getting to that age.
And I think we're getting to an age, too, that we had some, you know, during the 2000s and not, you know, it was all about, and 10s, it was all about just Grand Tour guys and classic guys. Now we're seeing, like, Pogacar's opening the door.
He rode a cross race.
Yeah, he enters one cross race. I mean, you know, to me, that's what cycling. When I got into it, everybody, even Andy Hampstead, did Paris-Roubaix.
Yeah.
And he hated it. And the first set of cobbles, there's a stop off point, and that's where he stopped. I mean, he still.
Phil Guymon was the same thing.
Yeah.
You want me to go where?
Yeah. So you know, to me, that's. I think you should be, you know, contribute.
He
to
didn't
the
say
team,
he, so. He wanted to win them all. He didn't say he was winning them all.
But
no, that's his schedule.
Yeah, right. I think that's...
Thoughts on the chances of winning any when you have a program that high intense?
I don't think he will finish all.
Yeah.
Just because that is such a hefty... Like, that is such a hefty workload to do. I feel like there's got to be one or two dropouts. But I don't know. He's a hard man, so he could also finish all of them. Yeah. I'd be pretty impressed if he finished all of them, but I know for myself, I would never be able to think of doing all of those and finishing them all. There's got to be some sort of
part of me is
physical.
Like, I almost looked at the schedule again and wait, is he doing it like Lachlan Morton, where he's just kind of riding the courses ahead of the riders? Is this just kind of a he's becoming a new privateer or something like that? Yeah. Vincenzo Nibali would be a fucking brilliant privateer, by the way.
But.
Yeah, I just it's like holy shit, dude. I mean, if this is the swan song, you're skidding into home, burned out, rusted out, and smoking.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a gap from the tour, and then the next one is Lombardia, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a big gap that's cooling off, but
no Spain.
The tour, he's not going to win. He'll probably get a stage or two. Possibly, he's going to aim for a stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the one day classics. That's not bad. Or 1 week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think those are all that much. He's not doing the Giro, right?
No. Yeah he is. He is.
Yeah, he's the Tour of Italy, Tour
Giro
of France.
Giro and France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll just brutal. Chase stage. He's just going to chase stages.
Yeah. All right, third and final story. What's old is new again? Have you guys seen? You better, because I sent them to you.
That's us.
The new Specialized S-Works 7 Lace. It appears the Specialized is entering the lace-up market with a shoe that is claiming to be a more relaxed, comfortable fit. The Specialized says the removal of the larger dial hardware helps the upper form fit to a wider variety of foot shapes and lets you customize the tension across a wider cross-section of your foot. I'm sure people have seen this online. I'm sure that many of the listeners have seen this shoe online. I'm sure the people who actually paint the custom shoes have seen this online, and they're drooling because it's a blank canvas. It's just completely white. Anybody going back to laces?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm not sold on the boa thing.
Really?
Yeah. I've had two pairs of it.
He's still on CDs. So yeah.
I had, you know, the old ratchet Velcro on the toe that is the Genius period or style. And I like that. Oh, yeah. I thought it was good. And it has a ratchet on the top.
The first one.
And I like it. And I still, they're more comfortable. The Boa, I think they're overrated. And laces, when I had lace shoes, they were great. I had no problems with lace. Other than once in a while.
Yeah, that's your goal. Keep that sweating out there.
Yeah. My Dados.
I had Victoria's were my first one lace up, and they got caught in the chain once.
But, Jackson, I should probably ask you that. The temptation and the allure of riding a shoe with shoelaces. I know that sounds
he's not even wearing shoes with shoelaces.
No, you're not.
I haven't for quite a while now.
he has Doc Martens and
shoes. Yeah.
No, that's what I meant.
It's what's old is new again.
Yeah. Yep. I think they look so cool. I love the all white silhouette. I think that's so cool. I will never ride them.
Do they have a black lace?
Yeah, they got an all black. I will say that I feel as if I've got a little bit of understanding and experience with lace-up shoes in the terms of riding them for 131 miles for 11 straight hours.
Yeah.
Pressure points.
Man, yeah, lot of them. Yeah. I have a really bad over the arch tall foot.
Yeah.
Kind of like you do.
Yeah.
And it's just
burning.
I will never forget taking my shoe off and seeing that big red welt on the top of my foot.
Now, I will say this, and sorry to interrupt you, but I will say this, that what they're saying with laces is the ability to loosen areas over the problem spots of the foot.
Yeah.
Is what laces lend to helping with.
I think the thing that worries me about laces is they are essentially fabric.
Sure.
That can stretch over time. And so that's the only thing that worries me a little bit is that constant like reefing on the laces.
Yeah.
I played soccer for a long time and I had laces and I've shredded all of the laces on my shoes. Yeah. So that worries me a little bit. I'm more of a Boa guy personally.
Yeah.
I like you can really fine tune the Boa, which I enjoy a lot. But like I said, they are probably the best looking cycling shoes right now.
My first comment is that the people in Giro are pushing away from their desks going, the fuck?
They did it.
Because they've been doing it. They didn't do it.
Well, not first.
They brought in the renaissance of these style of shoes. And both of my lace-up pair, up until I got these giant shoes a little over a year ago, my gravel shoes are still lace up, Giros. My road shoes were lace up, and I liked them, but I did not like the fact that you could not. And I'm still, maybe it's mental, maybe it's that old school concept where you in the middle of a race, you're like going, I want to tighten it up. I want to cinch down. Coming into a sprint, the old classic days where you pull the toe strap, you know, or you reach down, you give the Boa a couple clicks just to take away that gap. You can't do that on a lace shoe.
The CD that you're talking about with the ratcheting and two Velcro straps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably the most like customizable while riding, like I got a hot spot or I got a weird spot. Mm-hmm. You could like flip up both your Velcros and unratchet one, and you'd be like, so much better.
It's a personal thing because you know on the Velcro, I never once I set it.
Yeah,
I have very narrow high arch foot.
Yep,
so. And I set it, and I don't care if my toes are cramped or cinched down. I like that.
You probably can't feel that because it's so your toes are probably small. But your arch is...
I have very long toes. They're very, very long.
Huge toes, man. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Big socks.
Yeah. And I wear holes through the socks.
Do you?
Oh.
So do I.
But on the...
Really?
On the ratchet...
Got that from your grandfather.
Yeah. But on the ratchet, on the Genius 6 or whatever they were, those had such a wide strap that it was rare that you would have like a pressure point because it spread out that compression on the arch of your foot where that's where it's going to slide. Yeah. So my the my toes had freedom to move.
Didn't a shoe have like three boas or
something? Yeah, there was.
Mine
has two.
Twist the middle.
Mine has two.
Got one that takes it all in.
CD's been busy with a lot of retention devices. I know that. CD kind of led with the three.
All kinds of
Velcro on the very tip of the toe.
Just Velcro.
Usually, and then a boa, and then even a ratcheting system.
But I broke the ratcheting. The ratcheting system.
They have about 20 models.
I haven't ridden CDs in a long time. They were my go-to for so many years, and I don't know why I left them. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
What is Roglic? Those blue shoes. What are those?
DMT.
DMTs. Okay. Yeah. It's weird that he wears yellow kit and blue shoes.
He rides the.
It's because he wants a Jumbo Visma gig.
God, could you imagine?
Really?
I'm joking.
he has those like knitted shoes that fit like socks.
Oh.
But have to be obviously for power transfer, something that
you can put on
holds you down. You know? And that's what keeps killing me because I remember Paul, and Jack
back in the toe clip era.
Well, yeah, we switched away from laces because we switched to a clipless pedal, where there was no more retention on the top of the shoe to hold your foot down when you're supposed to be pulling up on the backside of your pedal stroke because you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to.
At least at the start of a sprint or a start of a power.
And so we switched away from this for a reason. Mm-hmm. But here we are now coming back to this. Now I will say this, that the shoe material has changed quite a bit. But isn't the entire idea to hold the foot in place? And I love Paul. I think you were the one who commented back when Specialized used the term. I don't know
casual
if it's special
race.
Casual racing. Yeah. Well,
what's casual racing?
Chasing cartoons.
Yeah,
might be.
Yeah.
Wool shorts are next.
I don't know if that's going to be next.
I'd like wool jerseys to make a comeback.
I could.
I'd wear a wool jersey, not shorts.
There are merino wool mixes out there, which I think are really cool. They're absolutely demolishing the socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jack, I love you, man. But next time, when you go up to get a beer, if you don't put your headphones on the mic, it doesn't sound like a drum session's happening in the background. just throwing that to you. This is an audio podcast. You know, you just went. It was like.
Really? I did that the whole time?
You're just like, hey, everybody, I'm going to go grab me a stout.
Fuck.
I'm working with you here. It's baby steps, right? Hey, let's get to the topic, shall we? Brought to you by our friends, ironically, at Athletic Brewing. Use the link at Pack Filler to get your hands on some pretty damn good alternatives to that additional beer, or just a great midday snack that won't add calories or make you sleepy like it does me. Because if I have a beer middle of the day, like the times we've gone for rides and we finish the rides with, maybe 2 18-ounce beers, I get a little sleepy. When
you just
I come
sleep
home.
At the bar, to,
no, but I get home. Oh, okay. And I'm a little sleepy.
18-ounce. I'm just gonna say
they're 20, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're big.
You're at Dito's, you're talking about?
Yeah,
they're 20-ounce.
Shit. I want to talk about indoor winter training, you guys. Not winter training. Indoor winter training. This is the punishment that we have to suffer through in order to attempt to be productive the spring. Yeah, this is the beast that all of us in colder climates must face. We can't be expected to hit the roads when they're covered with ice, or even worse, like right now, when the roads are almost bare, but the shoulders are gone because they're covered with snow. Death threats from drivers definitely come about.
People walk in Spokane down the middle of the freaking street.
Yeah.
Like, the sidewalk.
And they give you a look.
Yeah, they're walking down the middle of the street, and you're supposed to, go around.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Yeah. Not in my neighborhood. You must live on the north side.
No, well, that's because Paul's sidewalk is completely clean. Yep. Because he was out there with a hammer and chisel making sure everything was clean.
Yeah, better not snow this week.
Yeah. I'm fucked.
Pat will come shovel your walk.
Hey, I had a snowblower, motherfucker. I'll help you.
You'll just wheel it down there.
Yeah.
You know where it's at?
Just
somewhere.
So winter training. How do you do it? How can you get better rather than just maintain? We're going to dive into the do's, the don'ts, the mistakes, and the successes that we have found ourselves going through. If you want to join in, Jackson is indeed monitoring the YouTube feed, correct? Right? Yeah. You can see the chat from there. Okay,
I
cool.
Can.
So I'm going to throw out some basic FAQs. Frequently asked questions for the old guys. For you guys.
Facts.
Facts. Yeah. Some facts. I know we are likely to have a deep spectrum of opinions on indoor training, which could make it potentially interesting. And Paul's already just like, he's leaning back in his high back chair, just going, hey, he's thinking to himself.
Is this past chair?
Boys, yeah. Just keep sweating out there.
Yeah. Isn't that
nice?
A nice guy.
That's so sweet. I'd give you my chair.
Right. Jackson's ironically the only one with another back on his chair. So in a perfect scenario,
it's called nepotism.
Actually, no, he just grabbed it. He's a smart guy. It's called intelligence. In a perfect scenario, how often would you like to be training indoors? Panel.
How often?
How often would you like to be training indoors? If you had the motivation, if you could get shit done, how often would you like to be training indoors this time of season? Yeah. Really? I mean, even
never. I would never.
But you know what you need to get ready for.
Move to Arizona or Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I used to go down to Arizona to train. So.
Yeah, but I mean, your question was way too open.
So
No. I guess my point is what I'm trying to say is knowing that we're inside, knowing that we're stuck inside.
Uh-huh.
How often should you think you should be training indoors? There. Did that make
every
more
day,
sense?
There you go. Every day.
If
you cannot hit the pavement. Now, this is a bummer with my back because I would have rode this weekend. I would have gone outside. There's enough drive. Nice. Yeah,
sunny.
It was easy. Sunny. Yeah. We didn't have any,
Saturday.
And there's gravel on the road, but that was my intentions until I
you're a privateer then.
It's a gravel ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up on gravel. but, you know, to me, it's like if you're doing indoor for training, you should be doing it every day. They're not long. They're not, you know, if like systems really brought it to light, that's why I like it better than when I was on Zwift. All I was doing is like, I'll have an easy day, and then somebody goes by, and then you're like, I'll just chase him. I mean, you know, you don't stay to plan, right? You know,
no, that's true.
And so I then several times what I didn't like about it when it was sunny outside, I'll just do a Zwift ride. You know, I'll just chase some people down, and I'm watching and it looked like it was going to rain. And it clears up, and I'm halfway through, and I'm thinking, this is stupid. I don't even want this in front of me. I don't want it a choice, so I take it away. So.
Oh, that does explain.
Yeah, on the thing is I like the system is because they lay out my training. I can duplicate that outside easy. You know, I know that I've done enough, like shovel, and there's another one. And I couldn't do it because of my back, but it looked really good. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, tons of interval stuff.
It seemed like a good idea at the time is another one that's fucking.
Yeah. There's another. It's
long
like
that.
Is it the dig or something? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But they're just like these spikes of just going totally anaerobic and shutting down and holding just below your anaerobic threshold or actually your FTP or whatever.
Yeah.
And then bang, 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 you know. And you can simulate that on the road.
Yeah.
And if I want to go easy on the road, it's easy to do it, you know. But
I'm going to bounce questions. I'm going to let individuals ask questions. Jack, if you had a season, how long? Actually, I'm going to throw this out to everybody. Never mind. I'm going to throw this out to everybody. Not that you're a bad response, Jack. I love you to death, man.
Fucking dick.
How long have you? What's the longest you've spent on an indoor trainer?
10 hours.
Yeah, Jackson.
Other than knighthood.
I'm going to take that out of your equation.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yep.
Jack?
I bet I've only barely over an hour. Barely. And that would be like, doing an hour workout, maybe with a warm-up or cool-down.
Okay. Paul?
I did 2.5 hours on rollers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just watching TV and stuff.
Yeah. I did.
Doing jumps during commercials.
Did you? Yeah. I remember there's one guy I know who did during the Monday Night Football.
Yeah. You said that.
Yeah, sprint during.
I used to watch the old Star
sprint
Trek
during commercials.
And Star Trek was in the commercials, and then at the half hour, it was like 3 minutes of commercials. It seemed like, and I would just sit there and try and
just
keep
tempo
it maintain.
Kind of
no,
old,
I mean
old,
Mac, first, just
first
push
gen,
it right to the
first
Mac.
Gen,
first generation.
Yeah. I'm a first gen guy.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you guys are old. Yeah. And I'm not looking. I'm looking at Jackson on that one. I've done 4 hour rides on the trainer.
That's
the
sucks.
Year I did. The year I did, I was training multiple. For Leadville and stuff like that. I did 4 hour rides, not multiple, like one or two, on the trainer. But I would mix it up. I would make a point to get off every 30 minutes or something like that, and do push-ups and sit-ups or something like that, just to keep my brain going towards small, obtainable goals. And I would do that.
Bring your balls back to life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, yeah, knighthood was... Was that's it 10? Just,
it was 10 straight hours.
Was it 10? Yeah, that was a long one.
Fuck that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How hard are your efforts? Do you gauge them throughout the winter months? I mean, do you guys do specific? Like, is it base miles based? Like, Jack, for example, your ride this weekend, were you doing a specific interval-based workout, or were you just getting on the bike, riding for an hour, and getting off?
Yeah, so... No specific workout, just like, but not like I see people like on their trainer, just kind of fucking turning the wheels. So yeah. It'd be interesting to see what I'm actually doing, what gear, what watts, but, with no technology.
You don't have a smart trainer.
No.
Okay. No, I'm not judging. Well, I'm judging a little bit.
But anyway, no, I don't want to be the guy just like turning the pedals. I'm sweaty and tired when I get off after a half hour.
Sure. Jackson, how are you basing your training right now?
I always tend to focus on explosivity. So like
that's a really cool word.
Oh, thanks. I've always coined myself as more of an explosive rider. So what I try to do is any chance I can, I really try and focus on like the climbs. So if I see a climb, I'm going to like attack it hard and then see how long I can hold it for. But that's kind of what I like to focus on. I've been doing a lot, like not a lot, but some, like calisthenics work with like explosivity, like as a big focus, that, and I try and really cater it to like high effort but like consistent tempo, just because though like that is probably my biggest weakness, is like holding efforts for a long time. So yeah, that's what I try and focus on, just improve what I know that I am good at and then improve what I'm weak at as well.
Okay. Paul, before you found the program you're on, what would you do when you would be on the rollers or something like that? Would you go down there with a specific plan ahead of time?
Yeah, I mean, if I was watching Sunday in Hell for the 112th time at cobble sections, or that, you know, I'd say okay at, you know, a certain amount of time, and I also would clock myself too. and say, you know, I've had 5 minutes of recovery. I'm going to go, you know, start doing like, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute down, start working 2 minute, you know, like sure. total 100%. So, you know, that's how I always did it. But, you know, in all honesty, if there was, you know, even a little bit of pavement seen on the road, I'd soon be out on the road. And that's
really,
yeah, I you know, took chances and stuff, but my wife's not.
But not now.
Nah.
So have you done more Sunday in Hills on the rollers than Sundays in Hills?
Probably. Wow. No. And see, 1896 minus the war years and COVID. That, yeah.
But yeah.
Wow. Count it out.
Wow. Might be, yeah. Anything else you guys do during this? Oh, actually, I guess I keep forgetting to answer my own questions. I bounce around a lot, but I do try to. I spend a lot, and as I said, I was one of the Sufferfest fans from day one, and the programs have been really nice. And you know, I'm not going to say I follow them to the letter because it's sometimes the programs are pretty generic. And I'll say, okay, I might have this time or that time or something like that. Or something might say, like, for example, this weekend where it said, you know, try to get out an hour and 47. So I was like, well, I'm going to go hop on Zwift for an hour and 47. Or I'm going to join a Zwift race on, like Jackson's doing on Wednesdays or something like that, just to try to, you know, mix it up a little bit and things like that. But I've always been really good at winter training. I have always been very good to it. And I've always been dedicated to it. And I don't know why my brain, maybe it's because I spent so many years as a junior training by myself. And I spent so many years in the weight room as a junior that this has always been the time of year that I can focus incredibly well. It's the late spring into summer that sometimes I tend to dip off. I don't know why.
That is,
and that's the prime racing season. Yeah. Well,
but,
I don't know
but
why.
But it's like 6 months into it. You're getting like burned out, tired.
Yeah.
And racing becomes your, if you race enough, racing becomes your training at that point. You've already done the hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem. I don't get enough racing in.
That's Spokane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm serious.
If you're, no, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on the West Side, you can race literally 6 days a week. Yeah. If you include track.
No, well, we're not going to include track.
Okay, but
I love
but you
track.
Could. Friday night track, you could include that, and you'd have like 3 training races during the week. You'd have track on Friday night, and you'd guarantee you could find
Seward
2
Park.
Races on the
Seward Park
on
series.
Seward Park on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. SIR, you know, I mean, there's a lot of racing. Yeah. So once you hit that May, you don't have to train. You go race every day.
We were at that point at one time. We had 2 training mm-hmm. series. We had mm-hmm. Badlands and Twilight series Tuesday, Wednesday.
The problem is you didn't have the weekend race enough.
I traveled. Like, I raced every single
but
weekend.
But you'd have to travel. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you had one day that I would do like an LSD, a long, slow distance ride.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was, and then the Monday I would either take completely off or just kick around with some friends and chit-chat mm-hmm. about the race that mm-hmm. weekend. Mm-hmm. And Friday, you spun because you're starting to do a race.
Yeah.
Or getting ready for a ride. I mean, to take a road trip. So
we're supposed to be talking about indoor, but is that... No, this is a good tangent. Because is that something that can be simulated? And I'm not talking about indoor.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
indoor velodrome in Spokane.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Why didn't that happen?
Vandeveld's got one, right? Doesn't he still, I think? His dad does. But anyway, can I'm trying to think of the every listener of this show. Is there a method in which to prepare yourself for a specific amount of time and then gather your friends around and say, okay, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to kick the shit out of each other until we find races? I mean, is that... is that a viable alternative? Is that, you know, I don't know. A lot of rides we'd go out there and there'd only be about 4 or 5 guys, you know, or, you know, so.
I mean, I feel like you just said it. I feel like that in and of itself is probably something that is close enough to what you'd be looking for. You know, I mean, if you find, for instance, I feel like we've got a group that would be willing to, on any specific days that everybody's free, be willing to do something like that. Is, I mean, the weekend race, I think that might be out of the question a little bit here, but yeah, I mean, I feel like if you've got the group, why not?
That's a city for city thing. Yeah. Though. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally exactly what you described as Spokane. And then, you know, what we were talking about was Seattle. And LA's got a whole different gig. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it really depends on where you are, what your climate is, and maybe even what your COVID, you know, requirements are.
Yeah.
Come into the summer.
Let me switch back to the indoor topic. What else do you guys do during this time?
I forgot about indoor.
Weights, stretching, running, yoga. I know Paul's been touching base on the yoga, things like that. Stretching.
Running.
Sounds like we all should probably
running.
Be doing.
You could run.
How often do you
outside.
Run, Jack?
2 days a week.
Do you?
Yep.
You still do?
Yep. Yep.
What kind of distance and intensity?
Less than 3 miles right now, okay. Just because I haven't had any time and I've been riding more. But the wife makes me go out twice a week.
Jackson, you get
what
anything
a good
else
woman.
In? Yeah.
She's a good woman. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's a
put the spikes on.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a great alternative. Any sort of like, I mean, if you're going to work a cardio.
Stairs.
Yeah, like anything is a great alternative, especially in the winter when you could have just had a whole season on and you're kind of burnt out of the bike, you know, mm-hmm. why not run? But Mondays are now my like calisthenic days. I hate the gym. I hate going to it. I will probably never like pay for a gym. Yeah. But I really like doing a lot of like the body weight workouts. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably start doing that. Well, I did it yesterday. So I'll start doing it on Mondays from here on out.
For those of you looking for a free alternative, this pops into my head. Darebee, Darebee. I have talked about it many times on this show. It is a website that has a shit ton of body weight based strengthening workouts. Yes. And they're brilliant. They're really good stuff. Do you guys do anything else? Paul, I know
well,
you
I do,
you're
do
yoga
some
guy.
Yoga, but, yeah? you know.
Not now.
The body weight thing is something I incorporated through systems, which is nice. And I think 38 years that I've been doing this, that I have no lateral strength whatsoever. I can't hold poses in yoga. So all those lunges or whatever, you had that water ball and you're crossing over on one leg. That stuff, man. I can't believe I'm exhausted at the end of that.
It's like you're standing on one leg and pulling a lawnmower,
yeah.
kind of a thing like
yeah.
that. Yeah,
and it's all those things I think are, especially when you get older, it's pretty vital. But I almost
got it, honey.
Yeah
it's fucking arm. Stupid.
Well, I start swearing.
I think I need a new plug
lawnmower
or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I start swearing at my lawnmower. Tell me about where and what the setup is. Okay, Jack, for example, we know
Holy
it's wherever
shit.
He can do it on a trainer from 1991.
It's a little newer than that.
On his bike from 1992. With his picture of Steve Prefontaine
stuff.
In the corner.
I got 2010 stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've just got a TV with some YouTube.
So you're
and my AirPods.
And
so
I want to talk about distractions too. What's your room
music
like, and what
now.
Are your distractions? What keep you going?
So a little bit of whatever's on the TV, YouTube, some lots of cross races lately because there's like a cross race every 3 days.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so
not
I've been
so
watching
much
a lot
anymore
of that.
Though.
Well, yeah, but so there was all the national championships, mm-hmm. You know, Britain and Belgium and
France.
Know. Yeah, mm-hmm. So a little bit of that, but and then music. I like totally forgot to wear my AirPods.
The worlds are coming.
Like, listen. Tennessee.
Sorry,
I'm just
depressed
Arkansas.
About the writers who aren't going to show up. The world. But anyway.
Yeah. That's it.
Is it a specific room of the house or are you just like, I'm going to set up here and I'm going to get
bikes
my...
are always sitting on the trainer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like take them off. Not in Spokane during the winter.
Right.
No, for the bike fit, I had to take it off. But
yeah.
So there's two bikes, wife's bike, my bike on trainers side by side. And a room specifically,
nice.
You know, it's got, where'd your flooring go? It's got flooring like you're going to put in.
It's going to be in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You saw it. When I stain panels, I throw it around like what's the painter, the guy who just threw
Jackson
shit.
Pollock.
Jackson Pollock. Thank you, Jackson. Speaking of Jackson, what's your setup like?
See how I did that?
Yeah. It was called professional
good.
Broadcasting.
Exactly. My old setup is way worse than my new one. So I leveled up from 600 square feet to 900 square feet big difference if you
think about it. Oh, yeah. That's three minus four, 300 square feet.
Yeah, it, good work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did that in my head.
Yeah.
Wow.
You must be an English major.
Theater.
Oh, yeah. Better yet.
Yeah. Broadcaster.
So we now have three rooms instead of two. And so I, the bike room and the litter box room.
Oh, beauty.
Kind of the same room?
Yep.
Ooh.
You know.
Little ammonia base.
You know, if you keep it, if you keep up on it and and you use Glade in your litter, it, you're all good. You're all good. So I have the Wahoo Kicker. I have like this. You and I have this pretty much the same stand,
sure.
But it's like a music stand, but you fold it flat and it's got a sticky little pad on it so your laptop doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I have, the fan and my two, my bike, my road bike is right next to me on the right, and then my girlfriend's bike is down there. And walking through that room bare feet, it's frustrating as hell because you step on a bunch of
kitty litter.
Goddamn litter.
Oh, yeah.
So you usually wear slippers in that room, but it's a lovely experience.
Hey, you guys, Jackson swore on the show.
Yeah. So it's,
Every once in a while.
So
So I have the I listen to music. Well, it kind of depends. Sometimes it hovers between Matt Stevens, and I have a specific trainer playlist that was used for
we got a plug, Matt.
Was used for the knighthood, so I use that exact same playlist. But every once in a while, since I have like the noise canceling AirPods,
kids these days.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll hear it. I'm like, "What's that noise? What's that noise?" Then Jimmy's in the litter box going.
He's taking a shit while you're riding.
Yeah, but he covered. He never covers his. I'm gonna get into it. He never covers his poop because he thinks he's the top dog in the house, right?
Sure.
He only covers his poop when I'm on the trainer.
Really?
Yep. Wow. He knows.
So you're the alpha. You're okay.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. He knows.
I just take a water ball and squirt on him.
Yeah.
Get out of here,
Jack. We didn't get what your trainer was and what your bike
it's
is.
It's like, you want to know what trainer?
Yeah,
bike
Jackson
I
said kicker.
Yeah.
Oh, so I have a Cyclops from 2010.
Fluid?
Yeah.
Does it get
It
like,
gets harder.
Yeah, it does.
Like 15 minutes. 15 minutes, I got like, oh, shit.
You're like 39.23 by the end of the session.
No, but
you can smell those things getting hotter, too. It's just like,
yeah.
there's a piece of paper leaning against my trainer. Burst into flames. Get out! It's on fire.
God, those
and it's my road bike. So I thought about, I used to have a dedicated trainer bike. Maybe I'll
do Jackson one.
I do.
I might do another one.
I keep thinking about it.
You know that like 2010 Cervelo I was trying to sell you? Mm-hmm. That might make a good trainer bike, right?
Yeah. Yeah, good backup bike.
Red
too.
Bike, red
rim brakes.
Rim
brakes.
Awesome. Rim brakes. Yeah.
Oh God, I didn't bring that up.
Yeah,
we were very close to deciding on the name of the studio. Yeah. By the way,
very close.
Yeah, so there we go.
What is it?
Send us your rim brakes. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Don't send me your fucking rim brakes.
I'll use them.
Send.
Paul, what's your setup?
I have actually, and it's always been
Chrysler rollers.
Yeah,
that I bought in 1906.
I made them myself. They're all Budweiser cans, and I filled them full of concrete.
I think I have menorahs.
I have menorahs.
Yeah,
they're aluminum drum.
Yep, me too.
I used to have the nylon or the plastic ones.
Yeah,
but you would be static, and anytime you grab something off of that, you'd just be shut.
Wow, my rollers are older than Jackson.
Yeah, mine are too.
So are mine. Yeah. I have menorahs.
Most of the things you guys
have
own
a resistor. You don't have a resistor on yours.
My dog.
I don't have a resistor either.
My dog's
a dog. Well, that's the one.
I actually had to replace the rubber band that went around it.
Yeah. Me too.
They still kind of go blah, 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 while I'm rolling down the road.
I'm smooth as glass. It's like everything.
Me too.
What's that?
I trued my drums.
Jesus Christ. This is so.
But I do like rollers better than.
I should get on my rollers to mix it up.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Some side by side.
If I come with a like broken collarbone.
Yeah. On those days, like on my schedule.
You can
schedule.
Have a high back chair that day.
Yeah.
on the days that you have there, like, you're just doing a long ride.
Yeah. A half hour?
No, it's an hour and 45.
No, like, it's a half hour.
You'll hop on that. You'll ride that?
Yeah, I'll ride that instead, you know. You're just keeping an even pace, so. Yeah.
What's your distraction method?
That's changed because now with this new system, I just watch whatever they have. Like the latest one you're talking
which
about.
Which are great old
there's
videos,
one,
though.
There's one, All for One, and it's just it's like an hour, maybe 50, 46, 47, and it's the Orca Green Edge, how they started all the way up. Yeah. They're going from year to year. So that's the one you could have done as opposed to chasing cartoons.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually a good little story, but... In the old days, I would listen to music pretty loud and watch turn off because I've heard Phil Liggett announce all the
sure.
cycling yeah. videos yeah. that I have that I just sit there and listen to whatever music he wanted. So
I have, I was just over almost where Jackson sits for a long time. That's where I had the trainer set up mm-hmm. and I'd go off the monitor in the corner there. But this last week, because of the incredibly toxic fumes from the stain, I went back to my original place, and my wife and I have a room upstairs, which way back once upon a time was actually Jackson's bedroom,
the nursery.
Yeah, and yeah. That's what I'm going to call it now.
Yeah.
But that we have a treadmill in there, we have an elliptical trainer in there. It's not a big room, and I set up a trainer in there for my wife, and I. Just this last weekend was like, I'm not riding in those toxic fumes. I went back upstairs and we have a TV mounted on the wall in there. Yes, I apparently must have money coming out of my asshole because it sounds like I'm rich,
TV
but I'm not. But I'm not. But well, a man collects these things over many years. But I rode this, and what I've always done is I've either done a system video or Zwift on Apple TV for a long time. And this last weekend, I actually put Zwift and or system on my iPad on that music stand, which was right by the bike. And then on the TV screen, I would watch something else. I'd have a movie on, or I'd have, in this case, I watched American Throwball and stuff like that. And it was... I kind of enjoyed it. And the connection between the iPad and my bike was spot on. I don't know why, but I thought because it's this tiny little device that it was going to be an unreliable connection, that mm-hmm. that it wasn't going to pair well with the trainer and stuff like that. Actually, quite the contrary. And when somebody gave me a ride on, I could easily scroll and give them a ride on back, even though I wouldn't. Because I think ride-ons are fucking stupid, but and they weigh down your jersey.
Paul was riding by.
I was like, going, well yep. done, good right job. Hi right from Ohio. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of like that, and I might do that more often. And I actually might keep it upstairs. I might keep the bike upstairs, just because it's.
Well, wait until your wife gets back from vacation. She might say, no.
Well, hers is up there. Uh-huh. And I honestly, and I don't mean this to sound condescending, but I want my wife to my wife and I used to be freaking fast on the tandem, and she wants to get back at it again. And I just think she just kind of gets, she works insanely hard all day. And I think she kind of loses that motivation. And if my bike's right next to hers and I'm riding, maybe she'll be more apt, like you were saying, Jack.
Once in a while. Yeah. She just like pops in and goes, hey, you know, let's
yeah.
work.
Yeah, I yep. just think it'd be a good thing, you know. Yep. And so, so we'll do some of the things like that. Online racing, other than Jackson, is there any foreseeable future in the concept? Of Paul's just like looking at me, like going, "Why are you fucking?"
What are you talking about? Question. There's online racing.
Yeah, exactly. Not at all. Not whatsoever.
Not even interested.
Really.
Yeah.
I did like the one road race we did last, was it 2 years ago on our mm-hmm. virtual challenge, where everybody started off like true roadies. We all started off really slowly and just kind of were marking each other. And it was like, oh my God, this is like a real bike race. But because now Zwift races are just like 3, 2, 1, fuck! They're just insane the whole time. And I don't like that.
Lower category.
No, I mean, no, I mean, no.
They bumped him up. He can't move down.
Yep, can't move down.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try.
You're now a Cat 3.
Oh, you can move down. You just got to select it yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask. Am I the only one on Zwift? Well, obviously, I'm the only one on Zwift Power.
Yeah.
which is a website that actually adds a little bit more authenticity to
You're going to get a contract if you keep this up.
No. No.
They won't know you're 50.
Yeah, exactly. But no, Zwift Power is you register with them and you sign up for races on Zwift, but that's where it tallies the results, and it will actually boot people off if they're riding above too far above their or sandbagging or obviously detected of cheating because they don't have a heart rate monitor on or something like that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it tests your blood, Jack. It actually, a little syringe comes out of the TV.
Nice.
Yeah, and it draws your blood.
I'm not going to do that.
You should, man. Everybody's doing it. Jackson, you should, because I think it'd be interesting for you to try it out and see what you think. So, but you got to do some
weird
things.
The last show, he said, I'm not into it.
Do you think I like to ride on the trainer?
No,
I hate it so much.
Exactly.
There's any day of the week. If it was, funnily enough, I was looking the other day at Portland weather, and it's like almost 60 degrees right now.
No, don't go back. Yeah. Don't look again, Jackson. No, do it.
I'm never going back. But it's just like I loved that. I rode genuinely all the way through the winter outdoors. I rode maybe 2 times. A week indoors, and the rest would be outside. And so it's like I do not like to ride inside. I hate it. I love Zwift racing? No, but it's something to keep me going.
Yeah.
So you, probably safe to say you haven't watched any on GCN, the racing series that they have going on.
I don't find it too entertaining.
No.
No, it's horrible to watch.
I don't even know what they're...
Yeah,
everything else they have, I kind of watch.
Yeah.
But that is not... I don't even...
No.
Even want to get my finger next to
Dave,
it just in case it comes to drag
Dave
it across there.
Weather in Hoquiam all week is over 50 degrees.
Yeah, let's
all week
go.
Long.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay,
and
first of all, let me get to that. Let me get
rain,
to that.
50 and rain, but
let me get to that. Okay. I also listen to audiobooks, and I just finished Dave Grohl's most recent book. It's a great book.
Oh.
Great book. And he narrates it, and I love it. If you don't have an Audible account and you spend a lot of time on your trainer, get an Audible account, and no payment here. What is the bare minimum to get outside? Paul, I'm going to start with Paul. What's the bare minimum? Temperature, road clarity?
Lowest. Above freezing and pavement.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be...
Dry
in
32.
Well, it could be wet roads and stuff, but that it's been plowed off. Like, we have snow, everywhere but the roads because they've been plowed out. Or there's a track, where cars in the rural areas. That's what it used to be, for me, but... As I said before, my wife kind of puts a poo-poo when
she does
sees
put
me.
That on that,
but
yep.
She's working this weekend. And if my back's good.
Funny that he mentions that.
Yeah.
Why? You think?
I saw that it's almost 40. I'd do it. Hell yeah.
I'd go.
This weekend is.
My wife's gone too.
Yeah.
I'm in Hoquiam this weekend.
You're going to
enjoy the rain. We're not getting rain or snow.
I think I get sun.
What, from 1 to 3?
one to 1:15.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Jackson, what's your minimum, bare minimum to get out?
I think reaching 40s. And then I do need some sort of bare road.
Cold does not work for you, though. I know you.
Yeah. Cold, I really hate wet and cold. Yeah. If it's wet, I hate it. But if it's cold, I can do it.
You need fenders.
No, I tried fenders, and it's
you don't. You don't just like try fenders.
Oh,
go,
you try fenders.
They're not.
The hassle is so annoying.
You need
it's the shame
bike.
Factor.
You need to take your trainer bike and make it your fender
I do agree.
Bike.
Or your
gravel bike.
Yeah.
That's my Harry Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got so many bikes. Give him a fucking bike to put.
He has.
I do.
Like 4 bikes.
The SK. Okay. You have the SKS race blades. Yeah. I would like those because they just clip on.
Leave
the bike.
Them there forever, though.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I agree. However, as I was saying, I think
Paul.
I think like this weekend, it would be verging on almost going with the gravel bike with slicks.
Yeah.
Just because. That BMC is it can't get a bigger scratch than before.
Yeah. No kidding. Jeez.
Yeah.
I've yet to see the scratch.
Exactly.
Ow.
I
it's heinous. Just go on Google Earth and focus down.
Yeah.
They took an image. It's yeah, you know that huge pyramid in Las Vegas?
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's massive.
But in all seriousness, I treat that bike so it will not touch the pavement unless it's completely clear.
It's
so
your hot rod.
Yeah. So it's virgin on that. Yeah.
I'm never gonna live that down.
No, nope. No, you're not.
You screwed the pooch.
Self-induced. Much. my bare minimum, see, you know what I base it on? I base it on the road right in front of my house.
Well, you're never going to get out. Yeah.
You know what? No, I'm serious. The pavement sucks, it's been paved.
It did.
Your road's paved?
Yeah, yes. Paved. Yeah.
When?
Over the
August
summer. 3 months ago?
Yeah.
In August,
it's
September.
The roughest fucking road?
Not anymore.
Not really? It's great.
Remember the curb used to be about 3.5 feet tall?
No more curb anymore.
Yeah. Now it's flush with my curb. Yeah, it's straight across.
You know what? I'm probably remembering that.
Yeah. But anyway, I will, if I can navigate my way to a larger road on our road, which means there are troughs, you know, there are sections of pavement I could weave around and get there. That tells me the main roads are going to be clearer.
Yeah.
And that is my motivation. But I will not lie to anybody on this show. I look at the stack of fucking clothes I got to put on a Saturday morning when I'm sipping my coffee. I look at that huge pile of clothes, or I can't find that left shoe cover or a specific arm warmer or something like that, and I go, fuck it. I'm going to go downstairs and ride Zwift. I'm not going to lie. I do that. I have a tendency to do that. And there are a lot of times that I'll be the last idiot still training indoors when everybody's going like, dude, why aren't you outside?
Yeah.
And I'll be, well, it's because my training program
said
to stay
outside. Shoe cover.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or I don't have fenders. I don't have a bike with
sometimes
fenders.
It's a pain in the ass to put all that stuff on.
See, I have, because of the way I'm set up, you gave me that great TV on the little cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to wheel that out because this room is now just full of crap.
Aren't you in the she shed?
No.
Oh.
No. The she shed, I can't even watch. No testosterone can cross the threshold.
None.
And so, anyway, so I have my little bike room that I planned on fixing, but when you're looking at 2x4s for $8, Romex is $160 for 250 feet.
We're almost done.
Yeah. Hang in there, Jack.
Yeah.
Old man bladder.
Baby bladder.
Fucking old man bladder.
But it almost takes me just as long to get set up to do an indoor session as going outside.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, you have it all set up, and maybe someday it'll be that way. And I started thinking, why don't I get like a static bike? I mean, like Wahoo. That's.
That
just
was gonna, yeah, I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had the cash, would you?
Yeah, I think I would.
Like $4,000.
My bike
two.
Was, because the problem is this weekend.
In the sport of
cycling, when we ride this weekend, we will ride this weekend.
there was determination in those eyes.
you're trying to walk first.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna. It feels. My bike never. I mean, my back never hurts on the bike.
Oh,
it's when I step off the bike is when it hurts.
Get out of the wheelchair.
But once we get the problem is now I got to spin.
We will ride this weekend.
Is there a handicap parking for the bike?
For this guy? Yeah. We'll see how I come off. What if we stop off to get coffee?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Keep riding, boys.
But if the
we
problem
could stop
is
for beers after too.
Yeah,
I'm in.
That'll make it feel better.
Yeah, it will. And you'll be in rainy Hoquiam.
I'll be drinking beers.
Yeah, all right.
I got beers.
But anyway, the problem is now I come home, and I got to wash my bike.
See?
That's the part that's a problem.
Hey, I'm going to keep going back to this. If you have a winter bike with fenders, you won't be washing your bike
as
much.
However, what happens
to you? That's not fucking true.
Pat will give you a bike. I guarantee he's got a bike for you back
no,
there.
No, I'm not going to give him a winter bike.
He's got bikes to give everybody.
Don't you have a trail bike?
You get a bike. You get a bike. Everybody gets a bike.
You're the fucking Oprah of...
I am the Oprah of cycling.
Yeah. However, what happens if you live in an... What happens if you live in an apartment and you don't have a hose?
Your cat will think the bike is a litter box and shit on it.
Well, he didn't last year, so
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
So, and this is what, because that's been a dilemma even for me to find a place, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, you got snow, and my hoses were all like frozen. You know, full of frozen and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I had like in my wash, you know, where our wash machine and everything is, I have a typical sink, And it's a freaking mess and a hassle. Well, there's a WORX makes a pressure washer. It's perfect. And you can adjust the pressure and everything. And it has a hose. Water, you can actually use a 2 liter. Yeah, you can put hot water in it. A 2 liter. It's got an attachment for a 2 liter jug.
Like Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Coke. Yeah, you can do that.
Your patio, your porch
would be perfect.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah.
Or, and it has an extension, a hose that goes down with a little filter that I have a giant bucket and it goes in there. And that's what I use is the bucket. So I can sit there and spray it down. And then I have a separate bucket to wash it down and spray it down.
Winter bike.
It's just a small little battery. It feels really cheap, but I'm using it on my bike. I don't care. I'm not
power washing. You don't want
house.
Super high pressure.
No.
And you don't want.
You could change the angle. You can
loud
get, like,
either.
Yeah. And
mine's
electric.
Loud.
Electric is good.
Yeah. It's just as battery operated. Yeah. Small little battery.
Good to know.
Yeah. And it's like about $100.
There you go. I love how this episode was talking about indoor training, and that's basically the method of the cyclist is just try to find a fucking way to get outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on. I guess that's where we go with it. That's where we take the show, gentlemen. Huh? Before we finish the show, your trinkets arrived. Your Christmas trinkets arrived. These came from the UK, and that's why I guess they took a long time.
Did Matt Stevens send them to you?
Yeah, because he's the only guy in the UK. So, and
Daniel Lloyd,
I don't know which camera I'm on. I'm on my camera. I got you guys keychains, and they might sound stupid. They might sound stupid and cheesy, but they all have slight meaning. They're all pro jerseys. Paul's is a classic Brooklyn jersey,
And you know who rode for them.
Yeah, Roger Devlamic.
Sideburns.
Yeah.
Jack, I'm not going to lie. I had a tough time trying to find a jersey that would work for you. But I always thought the Hitachi. Mappe was such a classic kit.
Oh, yes. I was a big Mappe Roubaix. Like.
And he uses the product.
He does.
Oh, shit.
You had me buy that. I can't even think about that.
Very
fitting. And Jackson, I thought it'd be completely apropos that there'd be nothing else but a Bora Hansgrohe World Championship kit from Peter Sagan.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it signed by Peter?
It is. No. I've got a picture that's signed by him.
Really?
I do.
And I also, really I'm not going to lie, I bought myself a LaVie-Claire.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm putting this on my
I'm
going
to put this up
right
on
now.
The screen to show that I'm not endorsing them at all because they took for fucking ever.
They're super cool, though.
I bought these things on December 12th.
I'm putting the shit on the chain week.
Is this making noise?
No. Yeah,
I'm piercing my ear and putting it in.
Hell yeah.
I thought they were cool, and I wish they could have shown up in time for Christmas, but they didn't show up in time for
super
Christmas.
Cool. Super,
in fact, it's two different jerseys.
Yeah. It's.
This is two different jerseys.
Yours is?
Yeah.
It's the back.
Look, no, well...
That's the back, you dumb shit.
No, it's...
Oh, it is.
It is.
Is it really?
Look at that. I don't
know.
No,
it might be the back.
Mine's front and back.
Mine's front and back, too.
It might be.
There's no pocket. Oh, yeah, there's pockets on the back. Yeah,
you
can see there's a dotted line.
Look at us talking about things that nobody can see.
Yeah.
But no, there's cameras.
So there we go. That was the end of my Christmas gift for you guys.
Yeah, thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for a great year.
I'm super excited.
Thanks for a great season. I'd tell the listener the link that I got to him, but I can't actually remember what it was. It was off of Etsy.
So long ago.
And if it's Etsy, it just means it's going to take a long fucking time.
It is Etsy.
Some guy's probably making it. Yeah, somebody's probably making it on their own. So
yep.
You know what? And I'm not going to bust their balls because this took a while. And you know, and if it takes a while to ship, it takes a while to ship. We're in a fucked up time. Yeah. But they're nice quality stuff. So.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Yep. So there we go. Now we all have really loud keys.
Super cute. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Another thing to damage our ignition. My father always told me that the more keychains you have, it's bad for your ignition.
Well,
yeah.
You think he was full of shit?
Yes.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Well, now it's push button, so it don't matter.
Yeah. Maybe you just.
Never
put a key on your body and
you're finally wrong.
Yeah.
Finally, the student has become the teacher.
Yes.
Take that,
look
Dad.
At this button, Dad.
Got the pebble out of your hand.
Well, the dreams and the hopes are that we're riding this weekend without Jack. But my last question was going to be about training. My last question was going to be about training, was the short trips, the quick vacations to someplace 100 miles or less from you that might be a banana belt of some sort. And
Lewiston, Idaho.
trying to find those places to go someplace warm.
6 hours away.
I'm seriously, I have an RV, man, and yeah. I am seriously at the point where this spring I am going to get the hell out of Dodge. If my wife has to work for the weekend, I'm going to go, do you mind if I go 80 miles away with the RV and just ride by myself for the weekend? I know she'd look at me like going, no, I'm used to it, you weirdo. But I'm at the point where I'm going to be, I'm going to train indoors and then come. Like, when are you guys going to quit training indoors altogether? As soon as possible.
Hopefully this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, I'm thinking March, late March, mid-late March.
Realistically, yeah, because in the middle of the week, there's no way you can.
Yeah.
So
until we get daylight.
Yeah,
until we get
daylight. And that's daylight savings is the first weekend in March.
Is it? Yep. Ooh, okay. Right on. Well, there we go.
Yep.
Paul, feel better, man.
I will. Yep. I'll be really good this weekend.
He's going to come every week and go, oh, just had a little flare-up. Can I have the chair again?
Yeah, give me the freaking chair.
Yeah, exactly. Jack, keep riding, man, and find a fucking bike.
I will.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jackson?
Do what you do.
Keep racing, because I think of all of us, you're the guy who has to be the fastest. So, you know, no pressure.
No.
But if you fuck this up, you know, I'm disowning you.
Well, because we're all like 160 years old.
Yeah.
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 Combined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. No.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Actually, just have fun.
Yeah.
There we go. You guys, keep the Riverside down. Get out if you possibly can. Tell a friend about the podcast. Jump in on us with the Ambassador Challenge. I can't even remember what February is. We're going to have to look that one up.
Second month of the
year. Well, yeah, thanks. It's the second challenge of the 10-month challenge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't do the first
one. Your fitness test. You got to do a fitness test.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'll come over and do it.
There we go. There we go. Come play with us. Tell a friend about the podcast and all those stuffs. And I guess, is there anything I'm missing? I know there's probably something.
Taco Tuesday?
It's Taco Tuesday. It's not here because my wife's not here. Oh. So it's leftover Tuesday.
Pool's Public House.
I made spaghetti last night, so just eat more of it. Perfect. So there we go.
Watch more Harry Potter.
I was like, how the fuck did he know I watched Harry Potter last night? Yes. There we go. Useless information. Pat watches remakes of Harry, not remakes, Harry Potter movies over. I'm watching them in order now. And I'm going to hang
out. I almost wore that shirt.
Sign off the show. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.